the tables with Messiah tanking it up. I do not believe, just believe.
What's up, lad?
No, you might hit that over.
Hello, and welcome to episode 540 of the League Rundown. This is 2025 offseason continued, and this episode is lovingly entitled Stats Down, Leo vs. the Pod. I'm your host, Kangas, and I'm joined by a whole host of esteemed co-hosts. Up first, we have Mr. Mizell Piel calling from his internet traveling right now.
He's got his AirPods in. Living room?
Yes. His on-fire living room.
I'm so sorry about the audio, but I'm happy to be here. It's going to be a fun one.
Hey, we are still happy to have you as well. It's off season. We're just messing around at this point. So props as well to Ian, our audio guy, who's going to have to balance all of this audio because we're only using the Discord bot.
We love you, Ian.
We love you, Ian. Thank you for that. Also, joining alongside, we have fresh out of the can, Badger.
I heard there was trivia. That's my subtle return to come back.
That's all that gets you out of the can these days.
Breaking LCK news. You ready?
Yeah.
Fearx has a new tri code. It's BFX.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait, where's the B coming from? I don't understand.
Their team is called BNK Fearx.
No, they're not. Don't BFX. Make things up. You're just
I'm looking at the tweet. Right now.
All right. Well, when you say breaking news LCK, I definitely had higher expectations than that. So we're off to
No, they already announced everything. That's already over there. Do I get another 60 seconds for LCK roster?
No. Hey, you know what? How about this? We will give you another 60 seconds because you might get one other fact out during this 60 seconds. But first, let's introduce everybody else who's on the pod. We have joining us once again as guest host, we have Random Minion Caster joining us. That's a CB Lolcaster and also has been on the podcast in the past. Happy to have you back, RMC.
Glad to be back. I'm homeless. CB Lol no longer exists. So, you know, looking for a new place to hang out now. So
true. Now you're a Latas caster, right? you can brand yourself as that.
I don't even know if I'm casting Latas. We'll have to find out.
All right. Well, if you do, let us know. Oh. We'll have breaking news on the pod for you.
For sure. And by the way, I did want to give Badger credit. He did say breaking news from the LCK, and BNK is breaking news from Korea. So.
Okay, there we go. You know, he's living up.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, thank you for being on. Either way, RMC, we're happy to have you as always.
And I'm going to back you up here, Badger.
Yeah, Badger.
Thank you.
No, not accepting.
I feel like
it.
There's a bigger piece of news that came out today, but that's fine too. This
is already I can tell there's great synergy here because it's an off-season episode. We're going to talk a little bit about the roster news, but we're also going to play a game show. AKA a stats show. So we had to bring on very special guest returning again to the podcast as well. LCS stats guy, now Latan stats guy, I suppose, Leo. Welcome back to the show, Leo.
Hello, hello. Thank you. I'd just like to start off by answering a question I was asked last time I was on here about my favorite piece of League Rundown merch. And of course, it is the Giga Kangas tank top.
Okay.
What a beautiful piece of clothing.
I honestly forgot that existed. again, I did not design any of the clothing choices. It was Sam and it was Duffy. But yeah, if you want to buy, thank you for the plug, I guess. If you want to buy t-shirts or tank tops, we got mouse pads. Go check out the merch shop, league-rundown-shop.fortwall.com. Christmas is coming up. I got the hat. I got the mug. That mug is awesome, by the way. I love using that one.
If I don't get sent a Kangas Giga Chad tank top for Christmas, I'll be very sad.
Oh, Mizell, I got you something much better than the Kangas Giga Chad t-shirt for Christmas. Don't you worry.
Wait.
Yeah?
Yagao retired?
Oh, is this actual breaking news? Okay, I guess we're just reacting to Twitter.
You didn't know that?
No, I pulled up Leaguepedia to get LCK rosters ready, and the first thing I see is Yagao retires.
I can't believe it.
Kangas terminally online.
You know what? The timing of it, too. Kangas is like, yeah, I got Mizell something for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you got it.
That's not a Christmas present. That's a fucking awful present. Bro, he will go down as the ultimate scapegoat of the LPL in its entirety.
Really, though.
It's crazy.
I don't know much about that story, but it is unfortunate to see players like that retire. I mean, of course, he has been around for quite a while. So, how long did he play in the LPL?
8 years, I think. I thought it was 8.
As if, yeah. Because
it was 20, I thought it was 20,
yeah,
20,
17.
2016, 2017, yeah.
And the 2018.
That's like the career.
Yeah, 6 years. 2018, yeah, on JDG.
Crazy. There were a couple of moves going on over in LPL, I know, but we'll be saving that for next episode because, first off, Mizell will have better audio, and he is our resident LPL expert. And also, we can talk a little bit more about some cool news that Mizell, you just dropped. But do you want to give the spark notes of it right now for the audience in case they're interested?
Sure. Me and a few others, Kelsey Moser, Alk Battery, and Kai, have put together, or at least started putting together, an official broadcast or unofficial broadcast for LPL next year. So we're going to try to make it as close as possible to the real thing that we can get to. It's going to be a good time.
Hell yeah. So I know that it's open for co-streamers. Really, anybody can get involved. But if you are interested in LPL stories and following the league, check out what they put together. Because the importance of having a more unified product like this, as opposed to just following a co-streamer, is that you really get the history, the background, more focus on the narratives of the players and kind of what's going on in the league, as opposed to just the reactionary stuff of like, oh, that was a play that happened. So yeah, I think it's really cool that you're doing that. We'll be following that on this podcast, I imagine, quite closely. So we'll have some more news about that. We can dive deeper into it next week. But for now, there's a couple of roster news that we can talk about here before getting into our stats down game show. Up first, G2 roster has been confirmed. Badger, were you following this news at all? It was heavily rumored, and basically the rumor just came out to be true.
I don't know who this jungler is. I'm not gonna lie. I don't keep up with EU Masters as much as I used to. So is this guy like good? Is anybody? Oh,
this guy is.
Well, yeah, he's good. But is he like? Yeah. Is he like G2, the savior of G2? Good, because I know Labrov is like hit or miss as a support in LEC, but.
If anybody else has more information, feel free to hop in. But the way it's been described to me, specifically from Bickle on the pod, who his nose is a little closer to the ground when it comes to this kind of stuff, is Skewmond, the new jungler coming in, rookie jungler, has been one of the top prospects in the EMEA system. Not like the number one. I believe that is the KC 80 carry that's
Blist,
coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Skewmond is considered, like, especially for a jungler, like, the next coming, which is basically going to be the second time now that they've really taken a chance on a rookie jungler, brand new jungler coming in, because, yike, kind of similar story, but expectations are relatively high for Skewmond to be like, yep, he's going to be new, but he's good. He's a really good pickup, so hopefully it works out for them. Does anybody else have any insight into G2 or specifically Skewmond?
All I know about this guy is he played a lot of Nunu jungle in solo queue class.
And nice.
He had, I believe, multiple offers in the offseason from LEC teams. So he basically had his pick of the litter.
Yeah. And if you get your pick of the litter, but G2 offers you a spot, you're probably going to
Yeah, if you're in the LEC.
Yeah.
Because he's from the BDS Academy team, and BDS offered him, and he went no.
And did they win? Did they win the EMEA Masters or the Tier 2?
They lost in the finals to Carmine, didn't they? Carmine,
no, they beat they beat Vitality B in finals. They lost.
Okay, no, I'm thinking spring.
They lost to KCB in spring.
Oh yeah. I just remember him being in finals, and like I thought he had won one, but either way, there was expectation hype around that. So very excited for Skewmond, and also just the content that G2 put out. If you didn't see their announcement video, very creative, very fun. Not to spoil too much, but it's basically just they connect with all the people on the team. And it's like, oh, this is now decades in the future, and they're reminiscing on this roster that they're announcing today of like, oh, the glory days.
Really well.
I think it's really cool. But it's bold. You're right, Badger. It's bold.
You know,
I think
there's the too. Like all the different sports have like a or like there's a actually is there a LoL esports images that unfortunate whatever it is. Like, yeah, they have, like, the pictures that are, like, that don't age well.
Oh, that precede unfortunate events.
Precede unfortunate events.
Yeah, G2's got a whole category of those. Yeah.
I was going to say, I have a feeling this might fall in that category, depending on how things go, but
definitely we'll see. There's hope that this roster can work. It's LEC, so expectation is it will work. I mean, LEC teams are trash, am I right?
True.
We're here to the facts, though. Speaking of teams that may or may not be trash, as we move over to LTAN, there was a player there's a player that is rumored to be joining Dignitas, which gives us even more insight into the roster. Jungle has been kind of like teased slash leaked. Not Spica, as a lot of people were expecting. Shaden coming in to Dignitas. If you remember Shaden, he played on Evil Geniuses, split time with Armeo. Back in, I believe it was summer of 23. I don't think we saw him at the LCS level in 24, unless my memory is incorrect. But either way, he will be expected to join Dignitas going into this next year. Let's get everyone's thoughts on this one. Start with Leo, the stats guy. Do you have any fun Shaden stats from his time in the LCS?
Time in the LCS? No, I have not prepped that, but I have prepped his NACL summer stats. Fourth in KDA, first in overall kills, second in overall assists. He had the fourth most deaths, though, and he's also tied eighth for kills and assists at 14, which is one of the ways you judge a jungler's effectiveness. Yeah, tied eighth.
Pretty low. Oh. And that's just for junglers, right? Not for
that's
all
just
roles.
For junglers.
Okay, I was gonna say first in kills is crazy, but
that could be a function of just more games played. So total kills doesn't really matter.
True. But yeah, so wait, it was eighth in kills and assists at 14, was that it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not super high action, but we did see, I think in summer we still had the brand Zyra meta kind of happening. It was fearless draft, so you can't play it all the time, but that might have affected junglers, you know, KDA or kills plus assists at that time. But still being eighth, if that's a meta, everyone's theoretically doing it, so it's still tough.
Yeah, and to be fair, so his kill plus assist at 14 was 2.7. First place was Winnie at 3.2, so he's not too far behind.
Yeah,
but when you're comparing it to the 2024 summer class, it's not what you'd expect from a player joining a tier one team.
Yeah. Typically, unless you're heads and shoulders above your peers at the tier two level, it's tough to move up. He has had a lot of opportunities to interact with people at the tier one level, though, especially with Assignment EG. Yeah. So sometimes you're able to still kind of use that past reputation to get up there. But do you have thoughts, Mazzone?
I do. So this is obviously I'm really good friends with Kelsey Moser, but she has a lot of faith in this guy. And I think what happens with Shaden is not only is he a little bit toxic, but he has a lot of motivation issues. Mm-hmm. And I think the stuff that happened with him having a spot on EG and then everything like that falling through, I think that really hit his, not confidence, but like his willpower, I guess. So I'm really hoping we see a revitalized Shaden, because I think at the top of this game, we remember him from years before, not just last year's stats or whatever, but he dominated our league. And so I think being able to see him at his highest highs again is something I really hope we get to see.
Yeah, it's a good point. And Surdy Shaden was a big lane that we were tracking because, of course, they were playing together. And both of these players were ones that we kept reminding people all year during the NACL. Expectations, if there were 10 teams in the league, were that both of them would have been in LCS in 2024. But then two teams go away, and surprise, surprise, these two players are still in NACL for one more year. So from that perspective, it's cool to see him move up. We'll see if that toxicity has changed, because that is a tough reputation to carry around with you. We've seen it haunt players like Dardoch for his entire career. And that's kind of like the big jungle comparison that you could pull with Shaden here. But
players really like him, and I think that's the difference maker in between him and Dardoch.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll see if it works out for Dignitas going into next year, and also whenever it is finally confirmed. Usually these are correct when these rumors drop, but Still have to wait for final confirmation from the team. But there is something confirmed here. Badger. This is an LCK bomb that dropped. T1, legendary organization, has hired a new positional coach for the academy team. But still, notable name. Am I reading this correct? Do you want to drop it for me?
Yeah, that's it's this person you might have heard of named Piglet.
Wow.
The most notable moment of his career is the double teleport from Darshan and Huhi.
Not winning worlds. Absolutely not winning worlds.
Wait. You're burying the lead on this one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he got
double TP'd on. He was only expecting one. There was two. There were two TPs.
Yeah. I like where you're going with this.
But yeah, 2013 World Championship winning AD carry Piglet is joined about, T1 again. Yeah, you're right. Hey, I mean... If you can't take it, don't dish it. That's all I got to say at this point for him. But he's joining as a positional coach. I assume to work with Crash. Or is it Smash or whatever? Flash.
Yep, one of those.
Well,
either way, that's going to be entertainment. I know that social media has kind of popped off about it just because it's Piglet, right? I mean, Mizell was like talking about that, obviously, right? He's got a reputation here in the West. And one notable co-streamer, Dom, has been very excited about the return, as apparently he has just been flaming that guy his whole career. So that'll be fun. Yeah, they did play together, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they did.
What a time. What a time to be alive. But yeah, that's cool. A little bit of LCK news. We'll have some more next week. Badger, I'll give you 30 seconds. Is there anything else LCK you want to drop while we're here?
Paze went to JDG.
I think we already covered that last week.
That's about it. I think everyone's pretty much solidified at this point. So.
Okay, well, cool. There we go. Hey, you got it in under 30 seconds.
I got it under 30 seconds, you're right. And it was coherent this time.
It was. I didn't get
thrown on the spot. Wild.
Hey, you know, sometimes when you're teaching your kid how to swim, you just throw him in the deep end and just trust the process, you know? All right. Well, that is it for news that we're going to cover on this episode. We'll have more next week when we have specifically a deeper dive into LPL stuff. But before we get into the game show itself, remember that we are hosting our own tournament this weekend, the League Rundown Snowdown Showdown, December 14th and 15th. Teams are still signing up. The final roster lock is tomorrow night. So by the time you're hearing this podcast episode that evening, and it's looking like guaranteed 4 teams. We're hoping to get up to 8 teams, but we're waiting to see how many people sign up by the end of the day, and then we'll be able to talk about more what the format's going to look like once we know how many teams are actually signed up and locked in going into Saturday. But thank you to our Patreon supporters who have been helping with that. We're still working on getting all the Patreon bullshittery episodes caught up, but we are getting there. We're close. So thanks for sticking with us there. Yeah, and also a reminder, if you want to join the community Discord, you can check out the link in the description wherever you are listening, and come join in on the conversation. Let us know how well you did in the stats down episode, Leo versus the pod. Would you have won? Because that's what we're hopping into next. I had this idea. It's off season. We're just having fun. We're bullshitting around. So Leo, friend of the podcast, is the official stats guy for LCS this past year. Expected for LTAN. Won't have him spoil anything in case he's not able to. But either way, for right now, he's our stats guy officially. And I wanted to check his knowledge versus the pod. So I have created a little show for us to play, a little game for us to play, with three different categories. One is summer playoffs. Number two is all summer long. And number three is all time stats. There's 5 questions in each category. We're going to alternate who gets to answer first. It's going to be a simple question. If you have the simple answer, you get a point. If you don't, the opponents have a chance to steal. Now, it's going to be Leo's brand alone versus the rest of the podcast to see, can the LCS stats guy beat the League Rundown at a game of LCS stats? Are there any questions before we hop in, gentlemen? I'm going to take that silence.
But we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, what are the answers?
It's not how a game works.
You know what, Kangas? I figured you had the question, so, you know.
Actually, what you didn't know is I count as team podcast, so I can actually...
Okay, let's go!
Hey.
Hey, Leo, I have full faith in you. I believe.
I don't.
All right. Well, if there's no questions, we are going to hop right into it. Leo, since you are on your own team, you're fully alone, I will give you the chance to choose. Do you want the first question, or do you want to go second and have a chance to steal instead?
No, give me the first question.
You'll take the first question. Now, this category is just LCS Summer Playoffs. I chose playoffs and then all summer long just because it's the most recent that happened. So I figured it's going to be the highest chance of us remembering some of these stats. So it'll be the most relevant for this show. Question number one for LCS Summer Playoffs. During the LCS Summer Playoffs, who had the highest KDA? Simple.
I think it was Masu because he had a huge glow up for Worlds.
I should have like a timer. I have a soundboard. I should have thought ahead to have like a countdown.
I'll say Inspired.
That is incorrect. It is not Inspired. That means Team Podcast has an opportunity to steal.
This is playoffs only, right? Summer playoffs?
Just playoffs. Summer playoffs only.
Masu, 100%. I remember this. Rookie went nuts. He had the highest KDA.
Badger, Mazelle, you can provide your input if you want, or if you just trust
RNG. That sounded right to me. It was the first two names that came to mind were Jan and Masu, but I think Masu's right.
All right, so that's a majority. I'm going to count that as your official answer. And ding, 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 that is correct. Oh, it is Masu at 10.09.
So we just call it here. We're done.
Can I also just add, I hope this isn't a stat that you're asking, Kangas.
Yeah.
But I'm going to swallow right now. Masu had the lowest average deaths, and that's why he had the highest KDA.
Hell yeah. I didn't know that part. Not to spoil any future questions.
Lord.
But the only player to have above a 10 KDA. Yeah, Masu popped off. There's a reason he got Rookie of the Year, and also even at Worlds still had an insane glow up. But it started in playoffs. He had an incredible playoffs run, so. Shout out to Masu. That means it is a point for Team Podcast and also question to Team Podcast. Leo, rough start. Sorry, man. Question number two. Which laning player had the lowest CS per minute in summer playoffs?
It's gotta be APA. It's gotta be APA.
But supports are laners, right?
Supports are laners.
I will say right now. It is only somebody who is top mid or AD carry.
Oh,
top mid.
Oil it there. Oil it there.
Oh, it's gotta be a top laner.
God, who got lane spot?
Was it Zenometa?
What does it feel like
in playoffs?
I don't know. Was it?
Oh god!
All right, what do we think? Start listing options. Let's start thinking about this.
I think so. Bwipo or Impact are the first two players that come to mind because they're the oldest school players, and they'll throw their ego off to the side just so they can go get thrown in a lane swap, and then just sacrifice their first like 6 minutes of the game just so that their team can get ahead. Their ADs can get ahead, but I feel like that's not right.
Because
in the converse, it's the teams that they played against who have the shit can top laners that don't know how to lane swap, and then they're the ones they're the ones that die four. Actually, wait, Bwipo was dying like four times for 6 minutes in lane swap meta, anyways, and it doesn't matter. So,
yeah, the thing with Bwipo though, is I felt like he was experienced enough that he'd probably still be able to pick up.
He can still pick up the farm. He dies a bunch, but he gets the farm.
Dun, dun, dun,
In my mind, dun, I was thinking dun. Sniper, because I remember Sniper having some really bad.
Ooh, games. That's actually a good call, because they played Fly.
All right, I'm going to say 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
I'm not confident, though. I don't know.
Five, it's a top laner. It's just
three, two, one.
Okay, sniper.
All right, that's gonna be the final guess, and it is incorrect.
Sniper is not a good choice.
I like the logic though. I saw the vision, but that means it is LCS Sasuke Leo who has an opportunity to steal the point.
So I think it's either gonna be Licorice or Dokla, but I'm having a hard time picking between them, considering the fact that Dig got smashed against 100 Thieves and then went five games with NRG. I'm gonna have to go with Dokla.
Okay, the last minute pivot to Dokla, even though everything you were just saying made it sound like you were gonna say Licorice, keeping us on the edge of our seat. And ding, 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 that is correct.
Let's go!
Dokla with 6.43 CS per minute. Very rough stat, but you were all right on the money. It was lane swap meta, right? And I think Dokla and NRG were one of, if not the worst team at playing, or at least they're having their top lane in. They were constantly getting lane swapped on. Dokla was really struggling when it came to the lane swaps. So, and
now it can struggle in an ACL.
Oh, true. All right. Well, there we go. That is 1 point to Leo. Look at that. You're stealing points from each other. This is so much fun, but that means it is Leo's turn. Question number three. During LCS Summer Playoffs, who had the highest kill share? That means highest total kill percentage on their team.
Oh, kill share. Like, kills like, only. Not kill participation. Kills only.
Not kill participation. Kill only. So Ooh. They had this percentage Ooh. Of the team's total kills.
I'll say Masu.
You're gonna say Masu again for FlyQuest. You're thinking highest KDA makes sense. It would be the highest kill share. That is incorrect. Damn. He was not the biggest carry for his team proportionally in the playoffs. So that means it is a chance for Team Pod to have a steal. What would you like to go for?
Does it feel like it's got to be like, God, who is the fucking 100 Thieves AD?
That would be Quid. Tomo.
Tomo.
Tomo, yeah. Quid was mid there, sure.
Why? Because I thought Tomo had, perspectively speaking, he had a lot of kills on a team that even, like, games that they were, like, playing bad, it felt like he was doing really well. I don't know. I don't know if that logic is, like, sound in this. Again,
I like the logic. It makes sense.
Going back to ADs killing top laners and lane swap dives, just because that was, unfortunately, the meta that we had to deal with for the back half of the year. It just feels like Tomo. It's got to be, like, Tomo or
think of the player that proportionally just was the biggest carry for their team. That's the hint I'll give, because I'm technically Team Pod and I want them to win this game.
Damn.
I'm going to be honest, my thought was Masu too, and since it's not, I don't know.
I mean, Kangas will be the only thing you'll win this week anyway, so. Caster Clash Friday.
Shut the fuck up.
Shout out to anybody who's aware of Caster Clash. It's a tournament I host at the end of every year for tier 2 and below production and casters to participate in. Notably, I have a very bad win rate in it. So Leo will be on team production. But anyway, that's an aside. 5 seconds to lock in your final guess.
I'm just going back to Tomo.
I guess. I'm not super confident, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I heard one name listed from Team Pod, and it was Tomo, and that is incorrect.
Okay, what if we just keep going back and forth now?
That's against the spirit of the game. Although, you know what? We are making up the rules kind of as we go. So, what do we think, guys? Do we just want to keep going back and forth?
We're just going to list out the entire playoff rosters.
Yeah, why not? All right, what do you think, Leo? Can you guess it here?
Give me Yawn.
All right, Team Pod.
Okay, I think it's an AD carry. That'd be my guess. So,
I already hate that we changed this rule. It's going to take so much longer.
It has to be Rapid Fire.
I actually think it's a mid laner. Okay. I don't know why, but I have a feeling it's a mid laner. And I'm feeling,
oh, you think it's Quad?
Quad or is it Quid?
Oh, well, it can't be Quad because Masu, I think, had more kills. So like Killshare would go to Masu, no? Because Masu had more.
Wait, five. No, he had it because of four.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
I think I heard Quid last.
So I'm going to go with that. And it is not Quid.
Give me APA.
Guys, you're really not understanding the assignment here. Who was the highest carry proportional to their team? It doesn't have to be a good team. It just has to be a team. This doesn't mean they got a lot of kills. It just means they had the highest kill share for their team in playoffs. What was that?
Actually, yeah. Did River have that many kills?
River honestly sounds like not that bad of a guess, but
yeah, that's fair. I know he.
I'm gonna count it as a guess then. That is not correct.
Okay. Give me Jensen.
That's incorrect.
Wait. If we're talking, wait, why would you pick Jensen, Leo?
That's a great question.
I remember looking at like the stats from this summer, and like Jensen was surprisingly high. So I was like, hey, maybe he snuck in there. I don't know.
Because that's funny, because if we're talking dig, I vaguely remember Sven having more higher kill.
Thank God. Ding, ding, ding. I'm just going to give it to you. It was Sven.
Okay. Is it Sven? Is it Sven?
33.1% kill share. He got over a third.
One of my first thoughts was that was Sven, but I was like, no fucking way. Like,
I'm going to be honest, yeah, I was not even thinking Dignitas whatsoever. That's why I'm asking Leo.
It doesn't have to be a good team. It's just the highest proportional carry on their team. Dignitas was not a good team, but Sven... Yeah, he did a lot of the carrying on that
That's
team.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And I'm just going to say, I'm not giving anybody a point for that one. That's a good one.
That's fair.
We're not doing the bouncy back and forth. That's going to take too long. We're just going to move on to question four. Okay. And I've already forgotten. Wait, okay, so Leo went first, then it was Pod, then Leo. This is Pod again. Pod, you have the chance to get this point. Question number four. During LCS summer playoffs, who had the most unique champions picked?
Oh, that's gotta be.
Got to logic through this too.
Is it Umpty?
No. What do you think, team? Is it Umpty?
Umpty's. I thought there was more jungles being played in that meta, right? Because we were like having.
Was there more jungles being played in that meta?
Well, Umpty.
I feel like Inspired would be like the better pick for that. Then, if that's the case, because Inspired. Plays whatever the fuck
he did play like Yunu and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm down for Inspired.
I think Inspired.
Final answer. That is incorrect. It is not Inspired. Sorry,
I was gonna go Inspired too. That's crazy.
Leo, what do you think?
I guess Umpty then.
You'll take Umpty. That is incorrect. But you are both very close. Those were two of the highest players with unique champion pools, but it's actually River. At 11. Remember, River was playing everything for 100 Thieves. Also, 100 Thieves played a lot of games.
Yeah.
That's something you need to think about is like it probably wouldn't be FlyQuest because they just did
I'm going to be real. I forgot that River was the jungler for 100 Thieves. Yeah. I thought he was jungling for Dignitas and then
they had some
Spica.
Banger series going to the lower bracket. So they just had way more games played. So it would kind of skew towards him. So nobody gets that point, but it's back to Leo here. And this one is related.
Sorry, before we go there, I thought Umpty just got slammed on Sejuani Maokai duty, like the entire
Pretty much. Well, that was most of the year. I don't remember if that was the same playoffs, but.
Okay,
yeah, it was a little different then.
Yeah. Okay. Either way, question number five. The last question in the first category here is going to go back to Leo. It's tied 1-1. So two of the questions got answers, two of them did not. This one is related to the last one, but it's a little tricky. Name two of the three players tied for least champions picked.
Oh, God.
You get 0.5 points for each one. So if you only get one but not the second, you will get 0.5. The other team can then try to steal the other two. So I'll tell you, there are three tied for least picked champs.
Okay, I feel like one of them has to be JoJo.
Okay, so that's one of your answers.
He did like LeBlanc two or three times in a row and just got ran. And Cloud9 did get booted a bit fast, but I don't think it there'd be more than one Cloud9 player. Although, actually,
like you're thinking though of just who played the least games, that theoretically should give you a high chance.
Yeah.
Five, four.
You know, I'll say Vulcan.
Ding, ding, ding! Congratulations,
let's go,
Leo. Jojo Pyun and Vulcan were tied.
Damn.
Not only was it two C9 players, Thanatos was also tied for least number of unique champs picked. These three players across 8 playoff games only played 3 champions apiece.
Wait, so the NRG guys who played 5, all of the NRG guys played more champs in a 5-game set than, okay.
Well, they had 9 games. NRG had 9 games.
They had 9
games.
Okay,
they had
more
games. Total games. Oh, true, that's right. They had the... I fucking hate
C9 was like hyper basic. Jojo just like spammed Corki, and Thanatos just spammed Cassante.
Like, the entire is that, time. Dude? Like, 3 players on the same team across 8 games only played 3 unique champions. That is, oh man, and we wonder why.
And then he played Garen and fucking did their Nasus and did so badly.
Yeah.
But then they still won
thank
that
God
game.
He's going to LEC.
Hey, let's go. All right, well, end of the first category. Leo, LCS stats guy, in the lead with 2 points. Team Podcast with only 1. But it's all right. They can try and bounce it back right here, right now, because Team Podcast is up next. The next category is all summer long. These are stats that will apply to both playoffs and summer regular split. Ooh. Question number 1 for Team Pod. What was the number 1 most picked champion in summer split?
Fuck.
Is that not just not Nautilus? I think, maybe. What do you
think? It feels like
most
Nautilus
picked,
or
right?
Sejuani. Nautilus or Sejuani?
Oh, sorry. This is highest presence. Highest presence. So that's including...
and bans?
Bans.
Is there a minimum game?
Wait, no, I'm lying. It is just picks.
Okay.
I don't even know my own stats.
Is there a minimum game?
Well, Aurora came out pretty late in the season.
What do you mean a minimum game?
Halfway through the season.
Oh, never mind. We're not doing percentages, right?
Not percentage. Yeah, just
some percentage, like absolute number.
Think about the champions that were most popular just throughout all of summer.
Okay, I'm just going to throw out some of my thoughts. I'm thinking in top lane, it was Renekton and Cassante meta for most of it. Cassante probably, I think, had more games. Mid lane, we had a crap ton of Corki being... Actually, was he banned? I can't remember if Corki was...
No,
Corki
he
had
was
presence.
Being banned for a lot of time.
Yeah, and then there was in support, Leon... was it?
Part of me wants to say Sejuani.
Yeah, Leona.
I seriously think Sejuani was picked up.
Renekton, Sejuani, and Leona are like the 3 that I go back to.
Brand meta like for much of summer, or like the first half of summer?
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was more spring. Ashes. Yeah, I thought
it was more spring that we were getting AP joiners.
Why does it just feel like Renekton's the obvious answer staring us in the face?
Yeah, let's do it then.
I don't know.
All right, going Renekton.
Are you good with that, RMC?
Sure. Yeah. Like I said, like one of those 4. So yeah, any of them I'm fine with.
Oh,
ding, ding, ding. That is correct. It was Renekton at 88 total picks. Corki and Ash were tied for 2nd.
Right behind. Ash is like permabanned.
Ash still made it through enough times.
Nice. So. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Renekton.
God, fucking 1. Death taxes and Renekton in the top lane. Just
good call. Good call.
Leo, would that have been your answer?
No, I was going to say Rell.
Ooh, okay, interesting. All right, well, it is over to you, though, Leo. Question number 2 for our second category all summer long. Who had the highest kill game in all of summer split?
Yawn.
Like team or player?
Player. So the player who scored the most kills in a single game. You're going Yawn?
I'm pretty sure it's Yawn.
That is
God
correct. Team Pod has a chance to steal.
I feel like it has to be for some reason part of me is saying a mid laner.
I was thinking a mid laner too.
Like I remember Quad picking up like a crap ton of kills on Zeri.
Oh, I thought it was Quad because he got the grand slam.
He got the one big single double triple quadruple.
It was Quad. Let's go. 17 kills in that game. He got 17 total.
I hate this game. I was so happy.
Welcome to the club, brother.
I was so hyped with the cycle. I can't believe I forgot.
Team Pod, I'm open.
Doing incredible so far to start off our second
half. I could never do Leo's job. I would never want to. Thank you, Leo, for being incredible.
That's great. All right, it's going to be back over to Team Pod. This is another two-parter. Two players scored pentakills in Summer Split. Who were they?
Only two?
You get 0.5 points per name.
Wasn't it Yan and Masu?
It was definitely Quad.
Well, Quad just has one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Quad definitely one of them.
Oh, God.
Was it Yan?
Was it Masu?
I think it was somebody on Team Liquid.
Was it APA?
Do we just default to APA?
Wait, I think it was. I think it was because I remember popping off one day when I was watching games because he got a, I want to say it is. I'm not super sure, but I want to say it is.
I think it's Quad and APA.
Are we locking them in?
I'm down for it. Yeah.
All right.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. Quad and APA are the two that got 10
kills. Let's go.
Leo, would you have gotten that one?
Quad was the obvious one, and I probably would have landed on APA as well.
Nice. All right. Well, as of right now, it is 4-2, Team Pod in the lead, but it's back over to Leo. Leo, you got to start getting some points here, man.
Yeah, I told you. My memory is absolute dog water. So.
All right. Well, here we go. Maybe you'll get this one. Who is the only player with over 10 CS per minute in Summer Split?
Pretty sure it's a mid laner.
It's crazy, by the way, that there's only one.
I mean, it's pretty. Yeah. It can be pretty hard.
Yes, a minute. It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
And it was lane swap meta too.
Yeah.
All right. I remember Quad having some nasty CS games, but I don't think it was Quad. I'll throw out Tomo because he had fewer games. So
oh my god! Ding ding ding! Yes,
Tomo has less games, so you don't have to keep up that 10 CS per minute as often as the
even in the losses, he was still CSing pretty well. Like laning phase was going pretty well for them, and he was able to just catch waves. Like that was kind of the strat for 100 Thieves was just like let Tomo farm and then play to jungle mid for a lot of the game. So yeah, Tomo, only one. There we go. That's another point to Leo. Look at that. Congratulations. It's now 3-4 for the last question of this category. Back over to Team Pod. All right. Within 2 minutes accuracy, how long was the longest game in Summer and which teams played in it? You got to get both.
It's oh God! Is it?
For each.
Wait, I know this one because I called this the shittiest game that I've ever watched in my entire life.
Yeah, I know this one too.
Wait, do you want it, how many minutes it is?
Within 2 minutes of accuracy,
it's like 53 minutes, and it was the NRG Shopify game where nobody wanted to fucking win the game.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. I'm just going to give it to you. It was 54-10. That's within the 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, it was Energy Shopify. Oh, my God.
I remember watching this game, and I wanted to actually just claw my eyes out watching it. Like, genuinely, it was the worst display of League of Legends I've seen on the professional stage.
I just want to point out that B-Boy in that game wanted to play the game. The
rest of B-Boy wanted to win. B-Boy wanted to win so bad. Nobody
That's why
else
I remember
in
this game because
there was
B-Boy
nine people in that game that didn't want to win, and there was one that did. And for some reason, his team just was like, "Nah, Nah, fam.
That would, I think that was up there with Renegades Dignitas. Like that. They like died a herald and like
second to Renegades Dignitas.
It's close. It's up there. If we're making an all time list. Speaking of, that's the next category. And also shout out to Team Pod. But before going live for the episode, both RMC and Badger were saying that they were not confident at all. But look at this. You guys are doing great with the help of Mizell behind you. So, I believe this one's going back to Leo, though, to start us off here. This is the last category. There's only five questions left. This one is all-time stats. Leo, are you ready?
No, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, first up. Bjergsen is obviously the all-time MVP holder with four titles. Who are the players tied for second, and how many MVPs do they have?
Oh, what is it? Fuck?
Wait, if, how many players are there?
There are two, and it's 0.5.
Okay. I thought there was going to be like three or four, and you had to get all of them.
No, no.
God. So, you probably, the way I'm thinking about it is who's been in the league longest. So, Doublelift and Impact could be up there. Who's popped off in their tenure a lot? I mean, Berserker was pretty good, but I think I'm pretty sure he only got one. God.
All right, I'm gonna give you 10 seconds.
Did you say how many they had, or you just said their?
Oh, you have to say how many they had.
I have to say how many they had. What?
Yeah.
I'll go. I'm going to say it's two MVPs is the figure. I'll go Blabber and I'll go Doublelift.
That is correct on the number, incorrect on the player. So I'm going to give you 0.5 for that. And if there's going to be a chance then for a steal for the other 0.5. Can you name the players, Team Pod?
Oh, God. Wait, so can you repeat the question?
Bjergsen is all-time MVP holder with four titles, but okay. Who are the players tied for second, and how many MVPs do they have? Leo got it correct that they have two.
Oh, MVPs, I know this.
But who are the players tied for second?
For MVP.
Five.
Oh, that's
four,
tough.
Three.
Can I get a mulligan?
Two.
CoreJJ?
One.
And
CoreJJ and Blabber, I thought.
I'm going to say that's the two because that's the only ones that you listed. And that is correct. It is CoreJJ and Blabber.
Let's go.
Good call, Blabber.
I mean, that's why Blabber's in that conversation, right? Like, he's the next generation GOAT.
True, you know, I was like, it's funny because you said Berserker doesn't have enough. And I was thinking, no, Berserker has two. Like, and then I realized one was a finals MVP. And
yep. It
was
different than a season MVP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like rattling them off, like thinking like MVPs. And I'm like, wait, I feel like there was a Berserker one in there and it was a finals.
Yeah. But I mean, shout out to Blabber. He's just done incredible so far in his career. Still kind of a long career, 2016, 2017, kind of when he's coming into the scene, but still got more ahead of him. So yeah, Doublelift only got one. Actually, I don't even know if Doublelift has won an MVP.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He definitely has one.
He won on Team Liquid that first. Or maybe the second split that they had, like the super team, the back to back to back to back to back stuff. But I mean, anyway,
Doublelift has the most like championships, right, in the LCS.
Yep.
And he's got one. Died?
Wait, has he passed Bjergsen? They might be. I don't know if he's passed Bjergsen.
I take it that's not one of the questions coming.
That's
up.
Not going to be one of the questions.
Okay. Oh, no, he did. Doublelift has 8, and Bjerg has 6, and so does Impact.
Oh, okay. Damn! Wow, he really has.
And X-Smithy. Shout out X-Smithy.
Baby. Yeah, because he's on that Team Liquid roster plus the CLG, both rosters that were able to win back to back. So, okay, cool. Here we go. Next question. This one is over to Team Pod. Who are the two players tied for the number of appearances on first team All Pro? So this means that they have made All Pro the most amount of times, but they're tied for it. Can be any position.
Oh my god!
I feel like one of them has to be Impact. I just can't think of anybody who's
had more appearances
on that list.
I agree. And that makes me think, would Bjergsen be the...
It is all time.
I feel like those are the two that, like... Because we've had ADs come in and dethrone Double Lift. Blabber is not... Blabber's had competition with, like, Ixmithi and stuff. Like, it's got to be Impact and Bjerg, if I had to take a guess.
Is that the final answer?
Yeah, I'll go with it.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
And that is incorrect.
Oh, really? So that
means it's over to Leo. Who are the two players tied for the number of appearances on first team All-Pro?
Blabber and Core JJ.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. First team All-Pro. Impact has been on like every single list, but he doesn't get first team that often. He's usually second or third. And Bjergsen is, I believe, third place. He's up there, but he didn't get first team.
Wait, so how many do Blabber and Core have?
Seven appearances first team All-Pro. And this is the craziest thing. For Blabber, all seven are within a 5-year span. So that means that he's only missed three times in that span. How nuts is that?
It's disgusting.
Like, Blabber has been just running the league. CoreJJ is a little more spread out, but still, they're both at seven. Bjergsen was like five or six.
Oh, so when he was like the Dignitas AD, he got one then. Got it.
Yeah.
No, CoreJJ is on support. Then.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. okay. Well, anyway, that is a point to Leo. Congratulations, Leo. You succeeded on the steal, and it is over to you as well here. How many questions do we have left? There's only two. Only two questions left, and there's 1 point differential. Leo's 1 point behind. Leo, if you get this, you tie it up. Only one time in history has a single team's roster claimed all first pro nominations. What team was it, and which split? 0.5 for each.
Oh, I know this. It was the... I'm pretty sure this was COVID era, but I could be wrong, but Cloud9, Spring 2020.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Yeah.
Cloud9, Spring 2020, the only time in history, in NA, that a team has... one roster has gotten all players, first team, all pro. Very impressive. I think it's happened in Europe a couple of times.
Yeah,
they also, like G2. They also got MVP and coaching staff, but Tactical was MVP or... rookie of the split that year.
Still
wasn't a full sweep.
I didn't have anybody for that. That's funny. Well, yeah, shout outs to that iteration of C9. That was with Sven AD Carry. They were crazy.
Yeah, that was the perks mid lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, it is all tied, everybody. It is literally 5.5 to 5.5, Leo and Team Pod, but there's only one question left. And it's over to Pod for the final question.
No pressure.
Stats down, Leo versus the Pod episode. Who is the record holder for coaching staff awards?
Oh,
that's
a
horrible question. Oh my God.
What is wrong with
what
you?
What is a coaching staff award?
It means that you as...
No, I'm kidding.
Well, fine.
Just joking about that.
It used to be a coach award. It used to be a coach award. They changed it to coaching staff award. I am still considering it a person. So if they were a person on the coaching staff that won the award, then it counts as them winning another one.
Oh my gosh.
So which coach has the most awards for coaching staff?
Oh my God. It's...
Oh, so it's person, not team.
Person, not team. Yes.
Oh my God.
My first, the first name that comes to mind.
Person, not team. Person, not team.
Oh, you are.
They can move around and win on multiple teams, right?
Is it Mythy?
The first guy that came to my mind was Reaperd, but that's
the first one that came to my mind was Rainover. This is bad, boys. This is bad that we got three different names. Reaper does sound like a really good answer.
It does.
But I'm not confident about that.
How many teams has he been
on? I don't see.
He's been on enough different teams and enough like time.
What if it's like not a head coach and it's like an assistant coach? Like,
yeah.
I think like Dodo has been with Team Liquid for this entire fucking time. Is it
I'll tell you now, it's only head coach. I'm only counting.
It's only head coach? Okay. So it's got to be Reaper then, because TL's gone through coaches like
it couldn't be every Thinker, other year. Right? He's only won it with
NRG. Oh, yeah. His is the CLG. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Steve, I swear.
All right, we're going to give you 5 seconds. Five.
I think we were going. Three, are we good with Reaper, boys? Two,
yeah, I'm good.
Can't think of anyone else right now.
Reaper.
All right, so to determine the winner, if Pod wins, they have to get this right in order to take it. If they get this wrong, then it could be a tie, or Leo has a chance to steal and win and just embarrass the three brains from the pod that have come together. Your answer for who is the record holder for coaching staff awards is Reaper. Ding, ding, ding. That is correct. Reaper. Four total wins.
Literally, the second after we locked in, my brain went, could it be Parth?
Literally the second.
Keep on fighting. Leo, would you have gotten that, do you think?
I knew it was Reaper immediately.
You knew it was Reaper immediately? Oh, yeah. That's so sad.
Get wrecked.
God, just like, what a fucking stupid question.
Well, hang on a second, Kangas. You know what? Yeah? I have a complaint.
Okay.
The MVP question, I got the number and one of the players correct. I should have 0.66 points for that question, and Todd should have 0.33 points. This is an absolute sham.
I'll take it. I'll give it to you because they still win. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah, but you didn't tell us which player was right out of it, so we still had to take a guess as to what the other answer was.
So here we go. Here we go. We have Leo at 5.666 repeating, of course, and then Pod at 6.333 repeating. That's what we're gonna end on there. congratulations, Team Pod, for taking the victory. Stats down. Three brains from a fan-centric podcast are greater than one professional whose literal job is to manage these stats and make sure that they are correct for broadcast. Should we be concerned as a region?
I totally forgot playoffs, like, as a whole. You started asking questions about playoffs, and I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah, we were.
I didn't even know, like, who was on what team. I was getting quad and quid mixed up. I'm like, shit. What am I doing?
Kangas, do you have the points breakdown? Because if I recall correctly, we did worst on the playoffs, which was the closest. And then we did better on the full summer, and we did best on all time. So we ironically got better the longer the time frame
it became. Did, yes. Yeah. So it was 1-2 coming out of playoffs, Leo ahead.
Yeah, so 3 out of 5.
And it was 3-2 coming out of summer long. Leo did not get a point. And then Leo did get 3 points in all time, I'm pretty sure. But then y'all still were able to catch the others. And also there were a couple, actually in the summer long, there were a couple of 0.5 steals. I think there was 1.5 steal where you guys got half of them. I don't remember exactly what it was. I'm only keeping track of the total score. So,
Leo, I just want to say you're a goat. Thank you so much for doing this. This was super fun.
Yeah, 100.
It took three of us to match one of you.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
My memory is absolute garbage.
Do you have any words, though, either of defense or of encouragement for the pod members?
Well, I mean, I may have gotten embarrassed today, but it'll be nothing in comparison to how embarrassed you'll feel after Friday's caster clash.
Okay, jokes on you.
4 p.m.
Jokes on you. If you do your job, we're never even going to see each other because I'm up against team coach. We're going to get crushed, and then if you beat caster, we're going to lose them and lose out.
Coaches are complete frauds. That's why that last question was garbage, because they're just fraudulent.
Oh, I love it. Any showboating, any gloating that Team Pod would like to give before we close out?
No. Three
brains are stronger than one.
I'm just going to show myself with Mazel, LTA North. You know, Mazel, just beat your stats guy, you know, maybe higher.
LTA.
LTA South, LTA Cert. I just beat LTA North and I don't even watch that region as much as I watch y'all.
And so we had a guy who casts CBLOL, a guy who only watches LCK and can't even explain what's going on in the region, and then a guy who casts LPL professionally. And they were all able to do it. So I think go NA.
The future is bright.
kind of is doomed.
Right. thank you so much. Let us know, by the way, everybody listening along, how many points did you get if you're keeping track? Of course, we do have a community Discord. So if you haven't already joined, there's a link in the description wherever you are listening to the podcast. Let us know. Did you beat Team Pod? Did you beat Leo? Did you have, or would you have had the most points? I guess if you're answering all of them, you could just get all the points. I'll allow it, you know, whatever. We're just kind of making up the rules as we go. But most importantly, thank you for tuning in, everybody. RMC, if there were a number of stars that you think a listener should give this podcast, how many would you say? How many stars, just off the top of the head?
I'd say, you know what? Give 3 stars. What, out of 1.
3 out of 1. That's a terrible grading system.
I would say 6.33 for the amount of points that Team Pod scored, but that's physically impossible, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say 1 star for each of us, but okay, that works.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a scale of 5. So if you really didn't enjoy it, sure, 3, I guess, to be honest. But a full 5 stars does help us get recognized wherever you are listening.
Hey, guys, so scale it up. Out of 5, 15 stars out of 5.
There we go. Stars. Perfect. You saved it right at the end. Thank you to my amazing hosts and guest hosts for coming on for this episode. Thank you, Leo, for coming on and providing us some great off-season entertainment. Leo, where can the viewers find you on socials, or if they want to follow any of your work in the future?
Watch LTA North starting in, I don't remember, because I told you my memory is absolute trash, but I think it's sometime in January.
January 25th, I think?
Okay, maybe it's public. Either way, love the show. Keep going.
Okay, nice.
at MZ Leo the Chosen on Twitter, and I think also on Blue Sky. It might just be Leo the Chosen on Blue Sky. I gotta sync up my names.
You do.
Yeah, it's been fun. Perfect.
Any hot sauce challenges in your future?
I almost considered betting a hot sauce on this game, and I'm so glad I did not. That would have been horrible. Well,
notably, you and Badger are the two people on this pod that I do bets with, so that actually would have been a good time, because then the two of you could have one. But
the Immortals Shoey. Never forget the Immortals Shoey.
Immortals Shoey. Oh, God. All right. RFC, also guest on the pod. Where can people find you if they want to check out more of your work and support you?
You can find me on Twitter at Random M. Koster. I'm technically on Blue Sky at Random Minion Caster, though I'm going to be honest, I'm not really using it that much right now. Hopefully, you'll find me on whatever the CBLOL English equivalent is next year. We still haven't quite figured out if we're changing our name or if we're even broadcasting. But if we are, you'll find me there next year as well. And yeah, I'll continue being around Tier 2, Tier 3 scene as well, watching. I'll pop up on Random Podcasts. So yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you both for coming on. Thank you, listeners, for sticking with us for another episode. It's been a long off season, but we're hoping to bring you more and more entertainment, more and more content throughout regardless. So thanks for sticking with us. Most importantly, though, remember, we love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.